Hello? Yes? All right. Sorry, ma'am. Are you hanging up the call? Now I'm not. All right. Sorry, ma'am. The line is getting disconnected. Might be those hackers are letting know, they are getting aware that you have opened up the ATSC page, right? As they have got access to your IP address. Now, are you on the Google page?
No, I'm on the cybersecurity site.
Okay. Now you can see, ma'am, you can see below somewhere there will be top three things to protect yourself. Can you see any option like that?
Yes.
Okay, you need to follow up these things in the near future, ma'am. Whenever you make any online funds or any payment transaction, right? You need to update your device. You can see the second option there is saying something like protect your account with multi-factor authentication, right, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Now, scroll up to the top. On the top, you can see get alerts on new threats, right?
If you go back to the beginning page, it does do that.
Yeah, go to the top, get alerts, where you can see protect your personal device and accounts below that. Just below that. You can see report a cyber crime or cyber security incident, ma'am.
It starts at the top. It protects your personal devices and accounts, and it gets alerts on new threats, report a cyber crime,
yes,
or have a partner information security manual.
Yeah. Click on that, report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident, ma'am.
Yep.
All right. Once you click on that, you can see a page coming up on the background. Report cyber, right?
Yep.
Now, can you see somewhere there will be option, ma'am? Any option coming up below down?
Yeah, it says, who are you reporting on?
All right. Behalf of, right, ma'am? You can see something like
yep.
that. All right, so you need to
select
yourself. Yes. You need to select
the government.
And individual, yes, ma'am, the very first option.
Yep.
Now you can see once you select an individual, you can see a security notification. You will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through Report Cyber, right?
Yep.
Now we have successfully made you a report about the fraudulent activity which has been attempted, ma'am. Now, so further investigation purpose, the Australian Federal Police will be also investigating this case, right? And make sure,
yep,
ma'am, in the near future you won't face any sort of problem related to this anymore, right?
Yep.
Okay, now you can close this page, ma'am, the ACSC, and make it blank, the Google, make it blank again.
Yep.
Okay. Now, on the Google search, type their validator.
Sorry?
V for Victor.
Yep.
A for Australia.
A. Yep.
L for London.
Validator.
Yeah, validator W3. Can you see any option? Validator,
yep,
W3. Click on that, ma'am. Now, you can see any page, the W3 markup validation service. This validator checks the HTTP,
yep,
HTML website documents, right, ma'am?
Yep.
Click on that, the W3 markup validation service.
Yep.
Now you
on
can
that.
See, all right, now you can see there will be a page says markup validation service address validate by URI. Can you see? Validate a document,
yep,
online. On the address,
yep,
ma'am, don't read out, just simply type in your email address and click on the check below there. Don't read out, just type your email address there and click on check. And you can also check your... Yep.
Because it's him, my partner,
you can check both of your emails, ma'am. You can check both of your emails. First check your partner email, then you can also check your email as well, okay?
What's your email address? You don't even know your email address. Okay, just a minute. Yeah, I know that, but you need to have an email address because everybody wants an email address.
Do your partner got any mobile phone with him?
Yeah, he's got a mobile phone.
Okay. On the Google, ma'am, on the Google, you can see there will be a circle. Open up the Google and you can see the circle on the top with her name. You just tap on the name, you can able to find the email address there. And no need to tell me anything about that. On her phone, on his phone, you can go to the Google. And
no, I'm on my phone doing all this while
okay.
I'm talking to you on his phone.
All right. On your husband, on your partner phone, can you see the Google on your partner phone?
No, because I'm talking to you on the phone with it, and I'm not clever enough to...
Okay.
All right, just a sec. How do I make that go away all fast? There I go, I've done it. All right, now I can see the Google on my partner's phone.
Okay, now on the top, can you see a circle highlighting in a blue says SJ, any letter on the left hand side top?
No.
Just above the Google at the left hand side, you can see there will be a circle with blue or a green. There will be a first letter of your partner name in a green or a blue circle.
No, can't see it.
Can you see Google, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, just look up at the top where you can see your battery, your network, just below
yes.
there on the screen.
Yes.
Click on that later. You can see your partner first name, the first name. Click on that and you can see the email address of him, right?
No.
Did you see the first letter just below the battery and the network's logo on the screen?
No. There's nothing there.
Okay. Can you see the battery, the network logo on the top of the screen where you can see network is
right.
showing you?
On the top of the screen, you've got the time at 12:51.
Okay.
You've got a little green thing that says we're
yes.
having a phone call.
Yeah,
then it's further over. No, behind that, there's nothing. Then you go further across the top, you've got the icon for Bluetooth. You've got an icon that's Telstra. So you've got the 4G signal and the signal strength. You've got how much left in the battery. There's no nothing to say what his email address is. What's your email address, Alpha? Not why. Well, what's your email address? Go into your Gmail.
Because, ma'am, what those people did, they have tried to use a multiple email address to make all this order, ma'am, and they are transferring all the gift card to a different email address. That's the reason we just want you to have a check.
Yeah, but we can't check his email if we don't know what his email is.
Okay, I will help you, ma'am. Now, on your partner phone, you got a Play Store or App Store?
Just a minute. I'm at the end of
it. You can find a Play Store or an App Store on your partner phone, ma'am. And on your mobile phone, you do banking online with your phone as well, ma'am?
Yes.
While using your partner details sometimes?
No.
Your own details, right?
My own details. I don't have anything to do with his banking. Oh, I
okay.
can check on his phone. But I don't have anything.
Okay, what you need to do, ma'am, on your phone, come down to your phone, ma'am, okay?
Yes. Yes. Hello, Wi-Fi.
You are at your phone, right?
Yes, and I'm also...
Okay, now, on your partner phone, you cannot find the email address, the Gmail address of your partner, right, ma'am?
No, because we've got about three different email addresses.
Oh, my God. Okay, not an issue, ma'am. On your part...
Yeah. So he makes up a new one. So only for data three. If I put my email address in there, what would happen?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes. I put my email address in there. What would happen?
Check it, ma'am, because we want you to check whether you are getting any email or not. That's what I'm just trying to check the email, your email validation, ma'am, your validation of your email. Put in your, you can also put your email, not an issue. Just, it is just to check the whether your email is working or not. That's the reason you can put your as well, you can your put your partner's as well. Once you put your email, ma'am, you can click on the check option below down there, okay?
All right, it's saying it's not found.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am, I was asking you to check both of your email, because this is the issue you might be facing with your email, so that those people have blocked the notification service of your email, so that at the meanwhile you will not be able to get any email or any notification about the illegal transaction which is going on, ma'am. And as you find, your IP address location was showing somewhere in United States of America, right?
Right. Well, I'm still getting emails, but it's saying my emails aren't found.
Yeah, but ma'am, you are not getting the transaction email about the purchase, about...
Yeah, right? Because it's not my bank account, it's my partner's bank account.
Yeah, that's what I'm also trying to tell you, ma'am. Now, what you need to do, on your come onto your partner's phone, okay? Don't do anything.
Yeah, I'm on my partner's phone.
Okay, on your partner's phone, ma'am, can you find a Play Store or an App Store on the partner's phone?
Yeah, the Play Store.
Okay. On the Play Store, you can see a search on the very top with a three line, right?
Search. I'll just get the pen so I can write this down.
Okay, ma'am. Take your time.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Right, just a sec, I've got to write it down. I should have remembered this old part. I got it.
Yeah.
I worked it out for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Here's me thinking, but I don't remember what your email address was. And I don't. All right, so we can... Oh, no, we don't want to do that. All right. So, now we're going to go...
Play Store.
Yeah, I've done that. I've found out his email address. Just a sec.
All right, ma'am.
Now I know what his email address is.
Okay. Now you can keep it safe and write it down somewhere, or you can take a screenshot as well, ma'am.
So, we go back to this. Then we go there.
And on your husband's phone, you should be on the Play Store, okay? Once you check the email and everything.
Then I go... So once I get to the... I need to be on, what was that other thing I had to be on?
Play Store.
No. The three one. What was that one?
Validator.
Validator. Let's see. Let me get that back up again.
Validator W3 Markup Validation Service, ma'am.
Email address is. Oh, that's good. Who's that? What are you doing? Scott, I just checked the partner's email address.
Yep.
And the year is settled as the things that have come up.
Yes. Can you see any notification coming up there, ma'am, below down there? It says any security error or warning notifications coming up there.
It's saying HTTP error 404 not found. There's a URI address. There's a status 404. There's a message not found. And servlet validators. And then it's powered by Getty.
Yeah, because ma'am, if your email address and your network will be secured, you can see all the email that you have received should be come up there. But you are getting an error, right, while you are checking the online website for your email. Now, what you need to do, you need to close it down this page and come to your husband's phone, your partner phone, okay?
Yep.
All right. On your partner phone, ma'am, you can find a Play Store, right, a Google Play Store.
Yep.
All right. On the Play Store, you can see the search and a three line over there on the top. Right, ma'am?
Yep.
Okay. On the search, just type over there, Z for Zebra.
Just one sec. Let me get back into the Play Store.
Yeah.
All right. Search for Z.
Yeah. Z for Zebra. O for Orange.
O.
Yeah. And again, H for Henry.
H.
Yeah. Then again, O for Orange.
O.
Yeah.
And it's come up, Zoho Assist Remote Desktop.
Yeah. Can you see only Zoho Assist Customer?
Yes.
All right. You need to click on that, ma'am. Only the Zoho Assist Customer. All right. Now you can see it says install. Can you see
there's an app to install.
Yeah.
Do I install it?
Okay. Yeah, click on install. Click on install. And if you receive any notification, do let me know. All right.
It's installing it now.
All right. Once it will be completed, ma'am, do let me know. You will be getting, we will be provide our security session will be get started. The Australian Cyber Security, we will be detecting the IP address of those hackers who are getting involved in this, right?
It's still installing.
All right, ma'am. And apart from you and your partner, there is no other person who is also still getting access of your details, ma'am, right?
No, it's only the two of us here.
All right.
Although I did, but it shouldn't have affected him.
Okay.
I actually shopped online the other day, which I don't normally do, and I bought tickets online.
Oh, my God. And was it like any different website, ma'am? Was it, it was some overseas company, overseas website you were dealing with?
No, it was an Australian company. It was Ticketmaster.
Oh, my God, Ticketmaster. All right, that is a genuine website now, right? It's a genuine
So that's the only thing I've done different lately. Okay, so now we've got the app on the phone.
Okay, now is it saying open? Can you see the option there, open?
Yep.
Okay, once you click on open, do let me know, ma'am, what can you see the next?
All right, I've clicked open and it's saying, allow Zoho Assist / customer to send you notifications.
Yeah, click on allow.
And
now what do you see next?
Going next. Let technicians remotely control your device.
Click on cancel. Don't click on anything. Click on cancel. Skip cancel.
Next. I import. Chat with the technician in real time. It's the last option.
Skip or next.
Well, it said next, so now it's popped up with your email address.
Okay, click on the X where it's asking you enter your email. You can see a small X across sign on the top, right, ma'am?
Yep.
Click on that. Now
yep.
You can see it will give you a keyboard says enter your session key, right?
Yes.
Okay, now where you can see enter your session key, just press 246.
Yep.
206.
Oh. 246.
206.
Only 206.
Yeah. Yeah, then 8996. It will be total 10 digit number, ma'am. Okay?
Yep.
Now, you can see it's, I'm repeating back, this is a security number, ma'am. A security session has been started for you. It's 246206896.
Oh, okay, hold it. 246206896.
Yeah, now click on join. Can you see join?
Yeah.
Now you can see the Australian Cyber Security will be sending you a notification on your network, ma'am, your IP address, with a real-time monitoring security firewall activities getting started for you. Now, can you see bottom down? Says, I trust
just a minute.
Grant. Okay.
It's grant remote access permissions.
Yeah.
I understand.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Click on the checkbox.
Okay.
I understand. And then accept.
Yep. Now there's two other boxes as well. Do I tick them as well?
Yeah, tick on both of them, ma'am. Once you tick on them, let me know the next option.
And then it says allow access.
Yeah, click on allow access and do let me know the next option.
Okay.
Now you can see Start now or start broadcasting, any option like that? Can you see, ma'am, any notification?
Okay. I've clicked on the I understand the Gmail, will have access to my device and entire screen during the session. I try and click on allow access and it won't let me.
Can you see the checkbox? I have read the terms and conditions.
Oh, there we go.
Then click on accept. Then you can see start now option, ma'am.
No, it still won't let me click on it.
Okay. You do one thing.
Okay. Right, now come up with start recording or casting with Soho Assist customer.
Yeah. Click on start broadcasting. Don't click on start recording. Click on start broadcast.
Yep.
Now just wait. Now from the, can you see, ma'am, ACSC Cyber Security is online
yep.
for you now, right?
Yep.
Now this, you can see some notification I will be coming up.
Welcome to ACSC Bank Security Services.
Okay.
It just popped up.
Okay.
A customer, whether it's with using online banking or da-da-da-da. If you need to speak to a person, you can help with that.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Just wait. Just wait, ma'am. You will be getting some more notifications, right?
Yep.
Can you see you are getting the notification messages, right?
Yeah,
ma'am?
Yeah. Wait, I've got three thus far.
Okay.
Then I've just got another one.
You will be getting some more notification, ma'am.
Oh, what's going on?
Check your screen.
Yeah,
you got something coming up.
It's all right, yes.
Now, can you see in green something is coming up?
We have received the transaction of an amount of $2,500. Coles gift card order, $500. 3U gift card order, ID. Woolworths gift card order, ID.
Okay, now what do you see?
It's come up that we have received a transaction of amount of $2,500. Coles gift card ordered, $500 by 3, and 2 Woolworths gift cards ordered. And then it says it's dropping in and out.
All right, now you can see. If you are not authorizing this cancel, ma'am, right?
Yep.
You will be getting a message.
If you have not made this order,
can you hear me, ma'am?
Yep. It came up with a thing of a whole pile of gift cards, and then
yes.
It went that it left the session online. It left the session online, and it said, if you have not made this order, ACSC security team will cancel this order for you. You'll be getting a cancellation email with this reference number.
All right. So you are getting all those notifications, ma'am, right?
Yes. But please be connected.
All right. Now, what you need to do is, ma'am, you need to press the home button and back to your normal home page when you can see all of your applications.
Yep.
Okay. Now, check if there is any eBay or a PayPal app on this phone, ma'am. Have a look. If you find something like that, do let me know.
What am I looking for?
Check for all the application on the phone. And like you find any eBay or any application, PayPal.
Oh, my. Oh, where am I?
Open up your menu where you can see all the applications, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Check one by one, each and every page, and check if there is any eBay application or PayPal on this phone.
No, there's no he's got Samsung Pay on his phone, but that's
okay.
Never been activated.
Okay, now you can go to the very first page and check from the first page again, ma'am.
So on the home page, it's just got the date.
Okay, now you can securely, if there is any app for banking, ma'am, you can log in and check whether there is any funds missing out or not. Check the transaction. Once you do that, do let me know. Okay?
Okay.
Don't read out or share any detail over here. Just have a look from your end.
Yep, that's it. I'm going on to his bank now on my phone.
You can check it on this phone as well, ma'am. You can check on his phone as well. Not an issue.
Yeah, but then I'm just losing all the things. I'm not that. Right.
I do understand, ma'am. Because, ma'am, in your phone, you need to put all the details again, right? So it might, as you can find,
so
everything is getting compromised. So you can just check it on his
phone. On his phone?
Yep.
In the last, no. There's no, nothing on his phone.
There's no application? Okay. On your partner phone, ma'am, can you see settings on your partner phone?
Yep. Just one sec, let me log out of the bank. Right.
On which phone did you log in, ma'am? On your partner or like on your on your phone?
On my phone, I logged on to the bank.
All right, not an issue. And you see everything was fine. Not a single penny has been missing moved yet, right, ma'am?
No, there's nothing coming up on me that says money's been taken out.
All right. Now, on your partner phone, click on settings. Can you see any option settings?
Settings?
Yeah.
Where is it up there? Where's that thing in the way? Just a minute. Right, I'm on settings. Now what? Are you still there? I need to go on apps, I'm guessing.
Apps. Yeah.
Yep.
Now check for all the application, ma'am. Slowly scroll the screen and go down. Check for. And can you see if there is something new, like you have never... you never wanted, and it is any unwanted application there. Slowly scroll down and check all the apps one by one. And in this mobile phone, when did he last log into the net banking, ma'am?
When did you last log on to your bank? On this phone. Yes. Yesterday.
And was it through the website or was it through any apps, ma'am?
No, it was through the website.
All
we
right.
don't have apps. We,
All right.
we haven't downloaded apps.
All right, not an issue, ma'am. So you can see no app is coming up there, right? There is nothing new.
I'm still going through it.
All right. Once you're done, do let me know.
Okay, I've got one on here that says wireless emergency alert.
Yes, these are the fraudulent application, ma'am. Click on that. Now. Yes. Can you see remove permission if app is unused? Click on notification. Click on that notification option, ma'am. You can see somewhere any notification showing you there.
Yeah, it's not letting me do it.
Can you see permissions? Click on that permission.
Yeah, on permissions.
Okay. Yeah, now click on no permission denied. Click on that. Not allowed.
Yeah, it's not letting me. Not doing. Oh, okay, let's go back to this.
All right. Can you see remove permission? Yes. Can you see it says allow notifications? Turn it off.
Yeah,
somewhere you can see on the top, on the screen.
Yeah, I'm trying
yes.
to turn it off. It says remove permissions, nearby devices, notifications.
Can you see a three dot? Tap on the back arrow. Back on which page? All right. Again, tap on the back arrow. Back arrow. But once again, on the top, you can see the back arrow, ma'am. Now, you can see a three dot on the top. Yes, perfect. Come down, scroll down. Scroll down.
Yes.
Okay, now tap on the back button. Wait, we will be going ahead in a different way. Close this settings page, close it down.
Yes.
All right. Now back to the Google now. Yeah, go back to the Google.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Once you're on Google, now click on the Google. Once you're on the Google page, do let me know.
You go ping. All right. I'll go back over here. All right, Google.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see any suggestion coming up on the Google, ma'am?
Well, trending searches.
Okay. And try to log in on this mobile phone. Check whether the account is getting active on this mobile phone as well or not. Once you logged in and logged out, do let me know.
So what am I doing?
On this phone, on your partner phone, just try to open, log into the account and check whether you are able to log in this phone or not. Once you do that, do let me know. Have you got access, ma'am? Are you able to?
Just one thing.
Once you do everything, do let me know, ma'am. Are you able to log in, ma'am?
Yeah, I logged into the bank and I've logged out again.
All right. And now, what we are going to do here is we are going to cancel up those cards, the iTunes Apple gift card which has been ordered, and we are going to make all the cancellation refund on your debit card, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, you can close everything on the Google, make it blank on the Google.
All right.
A search bar, make it blank. Yeah, close
yep,
each and every page. Yeah.
Just go away,
okay. Now, on the Google, now type there Apple. Apple gift card, Woolworths. Because this is the website from where those people are trying to withdraw all the money, right?
So, Apple?
Gift card.
Gift card?
Give yeah.
Gift.
Yeah. So what is like
whenever Apple gift card.
Okay. Now you can see somewhere it says Apple All Entertainment Gift Card. Apple gift card Woolworth. You need to type Apple gift card Woolworth.
Apple gift card Woolworth. Yep.
Woolworth. Now you can see any option, ma'am, says Apple Entertainment All Gift Card. Apple Entertainment All Gift Card. Can you see any option like that? It will be on the top, ma'am. You can see the second or the third option from the top. There will be some option called Apple Entertainment All Gift Cards. Are you at the top of the page?
Yep.
All right. Scroll it down a little bit. Go down.
Apple Entertainment. Okay.
Yeah, this is the website from where we are going to cancel up all the order that was been made behind you, ma'am. Right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see any option says menu?
Yep.
Click on that menu.
Right, let's come up with all these options.
Okay, now ma'am, what you need to do, you need to go back to the Play Store and delete that Joho application on your phone, because we have now get a notification that this Joho application, as we were working with this app, those hackers has detected the session, the security session, and then they are not allowing you to add a layer of security. So delete the Joho application on your phone, remove it. The green one.
Which one?
Go back. The Joho Assist customer, the green application that we make you install, ma'am, remove it. Delete that from your phone.
So I need to go to settings.
Yeah, and delete that Joho application, the Joho Assist client. Because those hackers, as we have started a security session, they have started interrupt the security session, ma'am. because they have get aware that we are trying to track them, so they are not allowing you to add all the security, ma'am, for the safety and the security of your near future. Have you deleted that application, Joho, the green one?
Just one sec.
All right.
So if I delete that application, that means I stop talking to you?
No, no, ma'am, you will not. I will provide you a different app because this is the application which has been interrupted by those people. So we are providing you a different application, ma'am.
Okay.
Go back to the Play Store. Once you delete that, you can go back to the Play Store again, okay? Did you find the Play Store, ma'am?
Just a minute.
Okay. Take your time, ma'am. Don't be rushed and don't make any mistakes.
Right. Play Store, yes?
Yeah. On the Play Store, type there A. A for Australia.
A.
A is N for Nancy.
Yep.
Y for yellow.
Y.
Yeah. D for doctor. E for Echo.
Yep.
S for Sunday.
Indeed.
Yeah. And you can see there will be a red application now, this time. This is a red one, ma'am, with a white diamond logo inside there.
This one's it. Yep.
All right. Take a time.
Indeed.
Stop it. Yeah. Any desktop software. Click on install.
Yep.
All right, once you install it, ma'am, now we will be providing, you will be getting a number. As on the previous application, we provide you a security number, and this application, you will be getting a security number, okay?
Yep.
All right, once it will be installed, do let me know. Once it says open, do let me know the option, ma'am, so that I can guide you up further, okay?
Yeah, well, it's installing at the moment.
Okay, ma'am, okay, not an issue.
Your phone's going to go flat, can you get all that? Yeah.
Is it installing, ma'am?
No, it's still there, it's installing. All right, so now
okay.
Open.
Yeah, click on open. Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Don't click on OK. You can see a privacy policy statement coming up, ma'am.
Privacy statement, we at any case care about your privacy.
Yeah.
Click
on OK. Click on OK. Yeah. Now wait. Now you can see plugin. Click on cancel on plugin. Click on cancel. All right. Now you can see the KLMS agreement below there. I have read the KLMS agreement. There will be a circle. Bottom. What do you see? Can you tell me so that I can guide you up now?
Well, it's come up with a number.
Okay.
And
can you see your ID, your address, right?
Yeah.
All right. What is the number, ma'am?
160.
Okay.
657.
Okay.
139.
139. Right, ma'am?
Yep.
All right. It's 160-657-139, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, again, from the ACSC, ma'am, you will be getting some security notification as we are working on your IP address to remove and block those people, from whoever has got access to your network from overseas. So once you receive any notification, do let me know before you click on press on anything. All right? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, Have you
closed that, ma'am, application?
I got out of Play Store.
Okay, you need to open up that AnyDesk. the red application where you can see the numbers there. Be on that page.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that page.
All right. Can you reconfirm this number, ma'am?
160-657-139.
Okay. Just wait. Now you will be getting a security notification, ma'am. Check. Did you get any security notification?
It says security warning. You are about to grant full control to your device. Only accept this request before you trust the...
Trust. Can you see I trust this call, ma'am? A small yellow.
Yeah, but I don't understand why we had to get off the other one and put another one on.
Because, ma'am, that was interrupted by those hackers. This is also same from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security. So don't worry about anything. You will be getting a notification. Click on that, I trust this call. Then click on the previous security warning page, the two check boxes, both of them. I am aware of this. Don't show this message again. And then accept.
Yep.
Then you will see ACSC Bank Security Server is now securing your DEX. Click on allow, then start now. Accept, allow. Yeah, click on start now. Now you see ACSC Bank Security Server, ma'am. You have get a new number over there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now you can press the home button on the bottom on your screen, and you can go back to the Google page again. The Google page.
Yeah.
Can you see any option, ma'am? Close all. Click on close all first.
Yeah, right. Just close them all.
All right. Perfect.
Yep.
Have you clicked on close all?
Yep.
All right. Now, again, go back to the Google. Because we need to block those Apple gift card before those people redeem it them from the United States of America. We need to send them your email. Click on the Google.
Yep.
Okay. Now, once you're on the Google, Apple gift card. Woolworth, ma'am. It might be Apple gift card Woolworth.
I had it before. Where's it gone?
Apple gift card Woolworth.
Apple Entertainment Apple gift card.
Perfect. Now, can you see a three line says menu? Somewhere you can find a menu option there, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Now, click on all gift cards.
All gift cards.
Yeah. Now, you can see a Wish orange gift card will be coming up in front of you, ma'am.
Yep.
Click on that. This is the exact gift card which was been tried to order by those people. So we are canceling it from this website while putting your details so that in the near future, nobody can claim that you have made this order, ma'am. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Now you can scroll it down. Somewhere you can find how many gift cards. You can make it 5 because at the one time we are canceling 5 gift cards. Can you see any option for a quantity? Make it 5.
But it was only 3.
Okay, wait. Press on the back arrow. Okay, ma'am, wait. Now what? Can you see the wish option there again?
Yeah. Sorry.
Click on that. Yeah, don't do it fast, slowly. Listen to me first. Because this is the cancellation procedure, ma'am. We don't want you to make any mistake. Now make it 5. Can you see the plus sign somewhere on the bottom? Yeah, make it 5.
Yeah, but why is it 5 for the Woolworths one when it was on the other thing it was only 3?
Yeah, because ma'am, both of the order was been made from this website, ma'am. Okay. So at the one time, we are canceling all the 5
gift cards. Three were Woolworths and 2 were Coles. Why am I buying gift cards to cancel gift cards?
No, you are not buying, ma'am. You are blocking all the gift cards so that those people will not getting an email for the to withdraw those gift cards, because all the email will be transferred back to you, all right, with the cancellation. And can you see the amount? Make it 500, each gift card which you are cancelling. All the funds will be refunded back into your card, ma'am.
No, I'm not doing this anymore.
You are cancelling this order, ma'am. You are not purchasing.
No, I'm not cancelling any fucking order. That's just a load of bloody cogs wallet. No.
Ma'am, you are not here to